Iranians are heading to the polling stations to vote in the Parliamentary and Assembly of Experts elections. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution was among the first to cast his vote. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei urged all Iranians to participate in the elections and show up at the polling stations at the earliest time. Russian sources say the UN-mediated talks on ending the conflict in Syria may resume in 10 days in Switzerland. The UN suspended the negotiations in early February after they began over several issues, including the composition of the delegations. Each side blamed the other for the collapse of the talks. Yemen's Ansarullah movement and the British-based organization Campaign Against Arms Trade welcomed the European Parliament's call for imposing an arms embargo on Saudi Arabia. The European Parliament has urged the EU to stop selling arms against it. Arms to Riyadh, that is, which is accused of using internationally banned weapons in the war in Yemen. Israeli forces have abducted at least 35 Palestinians in different parts of the West Bank as part of their crackdown on people in the occupied territories. Palestinian officials say Israeli forces stormed dozens of Palestinian homes in several villages and towns during a door-to-door search operation before abduction of residents. Two Turkish journalists who were jailed for 3 months in a controversial case have been released. The Cumhuriyet paper's editor-in-chief Yan Dündar and his Ankara bureau chief Erdem Gül were jailed for allegedly revealing state secrets. They were jailed after saying the Turkish government had tried to ship arms to terrorists in Syria. Over 500,000 Iraqis staged a protest in the capital Baghdad to demand government reforms. The demonstrators gathered in Baghdad's Tahrir Square, calling for economic and political reforms as well as improved public services. Top Iraqi Shia cleric Muqtada al-Sadr addressed the protesters and he demanded greater government accountability. Chinese authorities have expressed concern over Australia's decision to boost its military presence in the South China Sea. Beijing has warned Sydney against compromising the stability of the Asia-Pacific region. Australia says its 20-year plan is part of a military buildup, quote, needed to maintain peace in the region. People in the Peruvian capital stage a protest against the government's plans to commit to a U.S.-led free trade pact. Protesters hurled Molotov cocktails at police, who in turn responded with tear gas. Many demonstrators were arrested. The Trans-Pacific Partnership seeks to establish common trade and investment standards for 12 signatory member nations.